Stop me if you've heard this one before.
We're in this incredible mess today all because one body wants to be able to proclaim no new taxes.
That was former State Senator Russ Potts at the General Assembly talking about Virginia's transportation funding troubles. Now, that happened to be 2007, but you could pick any year and the conversation would be pretty much the same. However, David Poole at the Virginia Public Access Project tells us there could be a fresh argument in 2013.
Well, the story written by Michael Martz of the Times-Dispatch is an interesting story about Republicans whose dislike of taxes is now being challenged by their loading of tolls. For years, the state has tried ways to fund roads without increasing the gas tax, which has not been increased since 1986. And is considerably lower than all the surrounding states. The McDonald administration has taken on a very aggressive pursuit of tolls. What you're seeing in the story is Republican legislators who live in districts where now their citizens are going to have to be paying these tolls are reacting negatively to this.
And that brings us to Republican Senator John Watkins. He's proposed a three-pronged plan for funding transportation that would include, of all things, a tax increase.
He would have an increase in the wholesale gas tax, which would result in basically a 14-cent increase in the gallon gas. And he would offset this by lowering the state income tax rate for the three lowest tax brackets. In turn, that lost general fund revenue by closing some tax reductions and loopholes.
And it has something to say about toll roads as well.
Buried into the bill is an interesting provision, and this really tells you what is pushing this bill, is that it would prohibit future tolls on existing highways unless they are approved by the General Assembly.
Our next story is about vanity plates.
I've now landed myself in a state that has more vanity plates in one parking lot than I've ever seen in the entire state of California.
That's video blogger L.T. Cooper noticing that Virginia has more specialty plates than any other state. Now, David, a license plate story has gotten plenty of attention at the VA News Link over the past week.
Sean Doherty of the Virginian Pilot had a very interesting article about a license plate dispute.
This is about an Iraq veteran, Sean Bunyo, and a plate he was issued by DMV.
4 years he had a plate on his car that said, ICU Haji. And Haji is a derogatory term used towards Iraqis.
And then after apparently receiving some complaints, DMV rethought it, and they told Bunyo he'd have to turn the plates in.
DMV sent him a letter informing him the tags violated a prohibition. The tags could be interpreted as socially, racially, or ethnically offensive or disparaging.
So he went to court. What did the judge say?
Basically, the judge said if the DMV can approve license plates that allow people to praise certain religions or ethnicities, they also must allow people to denigrate the same.
The Department of Motor Vehicles is considering now whether to appeal the judge's ruling. Thanks, David.
My pleasure.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Fred Eccles.